You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside at Knott Arena. Monmouth trailing to host Mount St. Mary's Mountaineers and their rudely mannered radio man, 31-25, here as we wind halftime down. And Steve joining us back here courtside. Steve, if Monmouth's going to win their final game in Knott Arena as a member of the Northeast Conference, what do they have to do differently in the second half?
Other than make shots, Eddie? I think, one, they have to start getting better shots. Seems like Monmouth works so hard in the half-court set to even get a look. You know, where Mount, a lot of Mount's looks are open looks on defensive breakdowns. If Monmouth can stay strong defensively, get good stops, and then come in the half court and be patient and get some better looks, Monmouth can win this game. You know, they haven't played a good first half and they're only down six. And they have to convert off turnovers. They turned the ball over, or they forced a lot of turnovers in the first half and only have 2 points off their turnovers. So they really have to convert and get some easy baskets.
Monmouth basketball to begin things here in the second half. Going right to left. Looks as though both teams do have their starting fives into the game. As Jesse Steele will initiate things for the Hawks. Andrew Nicholas on the left wing. Goes back door. Nice pass to Nesmith, who lays it in. Beautiful find from Nicholas.
It's a great play. I love when the Hawks run that play because they always seem to get a layup off of it. Nice way to start the half.
31-27. Mount now leads with the ball. Kreina. Flare out to Wiggins on the left wing. Puts it on the floor a few times. Goes down low to Kreina. Left block. Moves on Khalil Brown. Short shot in the lane is missed. Rebound tip to Wiggins. Down low Danaher. Khalil Brown with a great block at the rim. Monmouth will go back the other way now. Steal. Drive. Pull up at the foul line. Too strong. Rebound to Norfleet.
That would have been a big shot for Jesse. Great play by Khalil Brown. Going up and challenging the shot. I know the coaching staff has been waiting for him to do that all year.
Norfleet, with a minute gone by, has it. Top of the key. Khalil Brown just looks so much more sure of himself. Wiggins shakes free from Steele. Goes down low to Kreina. Good off the window. Count it. And a foul for Christian Kreina,
wow,
who knocked over Nicholas.
Well, first, Kreina was holding off Khalil Brown with his offhand, and I thought he was going to get called for extending that off arm, but he didn't. And then to make it worse and add insult to injury, he gets an and one and a foul on Red Nicholas.
I believe Nicholas was inside the restricted area. That's why the foul call came. 33-27, Mount leads. 18:48 to go in this game. Kreiner readies himself. Free throw is too strong. Rebound comes down to Dion Nesmith. Nicholas, in transition, will lay it in.
Great job by Dion Nesmith. In the middle of the floor, he finds Red Nicholas running down the right side. He's able to catch it right in stride and put it in for a layup.
Well, Steve, Monmouth 2 of 3 to begin things here in the second half. They look much better offensively. Whack over to Norfleet. Deep three from the right wing. An air ball. Monmouth will get it back. Down 33-29. 1 minute, 40 seconds gone by, second half.
And I think, although Norfleet's one of their scorers, off the flare screen, he puts up a shot a couple feet behind the line. I think Monmouth will take that every time down the floor.
Jesse Steele stutter steps on Wiggins. Pull up from the right elbow. Can't get one to go. Whack pulls it down. I like the aggressiveness from Jesse. Can't make a shot, however. Wiggins now with 18 minutes to go in this game will slow things down. Double team by Nicholas, and he goes over to Kreina. Down low Danaher. Short shot, no good off the window. Nicholas pulls it down. Red brings it up court. Tried to go to Spinella. Norfleet took it away, intercepted it. He'll bring it back now. Over to Wiggins. Drives on the left side. Shot blocked by Nicholas right to Danaher. He misses. Khalil Brown pulls it down. Monmouth down by four.
I could see why Danaher only averages about 3 a game. Although he's 7 feet tall, he's not very strong around the rim.
Khalil Brown, triple. Good! He cuts that lead to one, and he looks really good tonight, 33-32.
And that's the second time he's made a shot and then cracked a smile. He looks very confident out there. That's a big shot from him.
And Jamie and Christian has to take a timeout. Well, advantage Monmouth here in the second half as they only trail now by a point at 33-32, Steve. 17-19 to go.
You know what's great, too, is that Khalil's very soft-spoken guy. Sometimes you feel like you have to will it out of him. But he bangs a three there, and then he puts his hands up in the air, signaling three and smiling. And he's got a little hop to his step. You really like to see that. And then his block earlier in the half was phenomenal block. So maybe the Hawks getting some life into them. They've hit an open three. They've got some layups in transition. They had a nice layup back door. Maybe that'll give them some confidence here in the second half.
After shooting 35% from the floor, Steve, in the first half, MU's hit three of their first six in the second half. And at times, this Mount team can look like a suffocating defensive team when they're hitting their threes. But when they're not playing well, teams can score quickly and easily. And that's what Monmouth has done to turn that halftime kind of a bigger advantage, which was six, now just to one. And that Khalil Brown three is really a testament to the confidence we see from him growing seemingly every possession. Had the block at the rim, hits the three back the other way. He looks totally different than he did earlier in the season.
And now you'd like to see him showing that outside shot. Maybe that can open up his versatility, where now he shows shot fake and is able to dribble drive into the lane and finish at the rim. And now people are going to have to start respecting that jump shot of his.
Well, I wish people could see the Khalil Brown that we saw in summer workouts, who was, I made the comment really early in the season on the air, that he almost looked like Kevin Durant because of how he's kind of awkward and gangly.
Sure.
But that's what he looked like, knocking down mid-range jumper after mid-range jumper. Obviously, that's a much, you know, NBA comparison.
No, but I think, and that's what the Hawks and Coach Rice and his staff, that's what they want out of Khalil Brown. He's not your prototypical back-to-the-basket guy, but he is a guy who's very versatile, who can face up in the post, you know, pick and pop and hit some jump shots. So, again, a guy with great versatility, really showing it tonight.
He takes a seat. Ed Waite checks into the game. Max DeLeo also back in. Kreina down low. Will operate on Ed Waite. Right block. Picks up his dribble. Shuffle pass to Wiggins. He'll lay it in on a cut. Good offense there from Mount. They lead by three.
A nice cut to the basket by Wiggins, making himself available.
Ed Waite top of the key. We'll go back to Jesse Steele. We've played 3 minutes. Mount leads by three. Left wing, Ed Waite. Again, Marcus Ware not available tonight. Shortened MU bench. Nicholas back to Ed Waite, top of the key. Bounces over to Nicholas on the elbow. Red, tough move in the lane. Tough shot, no good. And the rebound is tapped out by Spinella. Nicholas, nice bounce pass down low. Ed Waite lays it in.
That's a great job. You want your big guys, if they can't get a hand on the ball or they can't grab it, to tip it out. And that time Spinella kept it alive, tipped it out. Nicholas was able to come up with it and hit Ed Waite with a bounce pass for a lay-in.
Steele and Wiggins do battle as it looks as though Wiggins hit Jesse on the nose with an off arm. Mount ball here. Ball deflected out of bounds by DeLeo. Mountaineers get it back with 16:15 to go in this game and 22 on the shot clock.
The Hawks do look they have a little more hop to their step, don't they?
Absolutely. Raven Barber checks in for Kreina, but this Monmouth team does look to be just a little more on that kind of front foot, a little more aggressive here in the second half. Norfleet goes down low to Barber, posting Spinella. And he throws it over to one of the assistant coaches from Mount St. Mary's. So that turnover will give it back to Monmouth, Steve, with exactly 16 minutes to go. And the Hawks potentially able to take the lead for what seems like forever. They haven't led since the 18-14 mark in the first half.
And really just an unforced error right there. Barber catches the ball, faces up in the corner. Spinella not really pressuring him too much. And he skips the ball into the bench.
Kind of threw it, and everyone did the same thing. They took, like, one look, and then everyone watched it sail over their head. Like a no-doubt home run.
Right.
Monmouth down one, under 16 to go, second half. Steele will cross the timeline. Operating on Wiggins. Jesse's going to drive, go all the way. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Wiggins. We'll go back the other way. A three-on-three. Prescott catches in transition, ripped through into the corner. Parker triple is no good. Didn't get the friendly bounce. Steele will now bring it up. He hits the deck. A lot of contact. Wiggins takes it away. Coach Rice and, frankly, me wants a foul there. Parker triple again, buries it.
Such a big play in this game right there. You come up with a rebound, you lose the ball in transition, and then Mount comes down and bangs a three.
It looked as though Wiggins got a lot of contact on him from behind. Here Steele will break the pressure, go all the way, tough shot in the lane, no good. He can't buy a bucket.
And he's getting into the paint and getting decent looks. I think that right now it's just a confidence thing with Jesse.
Norfleet fouled by Nicholas, and Coach Rice is very upset. And I don't blame him. They call that, but they don't call the other play. And obviously, we are the Monmouth announcers, so we feel that way. We've reached the under 16, 14:58 to go, Mount 38, Monmouth 34. We step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Monmouth trails Mount St. Mary's 40-34, 14:20 to go in this second half. We apologize for the brief technical problems as the Hawks have the basketball, trailing by 6, 29 on the shot clock. Jesse Steele to inbound. He's on the floor with Khalil Brown, Red Nicholas, Gary Cox, Deion Nesmith. Top of the key, Nesmith. Over on the right wing, Gary Cox. Rips and dribble drives. Gary, tough pull up from the foul line, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicholas, who loses it on the out-of-bounds line. Sends it back over to the mount.
And Gary Cox catching the ball. I think he had a spot-up attempt there to catch it and shoot it. That time he decides to get into the lane. Had a 10-foot pull-up, just couldn't knock it down.
Also may have gotten away with a push-off as his player hit the deck. Norfleet, hands for Wack. Back to Norfleet. Under 14 to go. Now up by 6 with the ball. Danaher. Down low, Barber. Hill drive. Tough shot at the rim is missed. Danner, putback missed. Loose ball down low. Nicholas comes away with it, and he gets tied up by Barber on the alternate possession. It'll be Monmouth basketball.
You know, and off this, the Hawks are doubling the ball screen at the top. And when Mount breaks that, they're getting good looks at the rim, and they're just not converting. That's the third look at the rim that they haven't made. Donaher, the big guy, missed a couple, and now Barber missed one. That's 6 points that Mount's given up that they could have had off the Monmouth trap.
Yeah, Danaher is 7 feet, but he also weighs about 205 pounds.
He might be the only big thinner than Khalil in the NEC.
Red Nicholas drops in a big three from the right wing to cut that lead to 40-37, and I think you're right. 3-point game. Parker goes back to Wack, top of the key, to Norfleet. I tell you, Mount runs a lot of high offense early in shot clock. Norfleet off the bounce. Over to Parker. Tried to step back. Good defense by Monmouth. And then Danaher makes a tough catch around Nicholas. Bounces it down low. It ends up to Wack, who puts it in off the window.
And Gary Cox is too slow dropping down to help. Should have had a hand on that ball from Danaher.
Nicholas back the other way. Misses the first one. Misses the second one. Scrum down low for the ball. And I believe there'll be no foul, but they say out of bounds off Taylor Danaher.
And defensively here, Red goes for the steal, can't get it. Danaher, the seven-footer, is dribbling down the middle, gives a bounce pass off, and if Gary Cox gets down there sooner instead of block and drops down, he should get a hand on that ball to make a steal.
Kreina comes back in with Prescott. Spinella comes back in for Monmouth. Takes out Deion Nesmith. Big lineup in for the Hawks now. Steal to inbound. Gets it into Khalil Brown. Righty jump hook, no good. Rebound batted over to Norfleet.
Not a bad look, though.
Norfleet is going to hurry up things in transition. Hand to Prescott. Triple straight away. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Kreina. Took it away from Steele. Top of the key, Prescott. Goes to the basket. Nice adjustment in midair. Oh, what a dunk by Rashad Wack on the putback. 44-37, Mountaineers lead. Spinella pumps it a three. Over to Nicholas, top of the key.
Now the Hawks have to reset offense here.
Prescott knocks it out of bounds. Monmouth ball 24 on the shot clock.
I think Jesse Steele has to do a better job of he was aggressive there in secondary break. Nothing comes out of it. He's got to go get the ball back and then set up an offense.
Gary Cox to inbound. 12:19 to go in this game. Nicholas on the inbounds. Drives. Tough shot. No good. Red had the rebound, knocked away. Kelvin Parker back the other way. Gets Steele on skates. Shot at the rim. No good. But he will go to the line for two. He got Jesse with an in-and-out move, and Steele had nowhere to go but to foul him.
Thought that was a little bit of a tough call, too, there. But Andrew Nicholas going baseline puts up a really tough shot amongst a lot of traffic. And Mount's able to get that rebound off of a not a good shot and then turn it into points down here.
Ed Waite, Max DeLeo, Deion Nesmith ready to check in. And I was going to say, Ed's really struggled on the six-game losing streak, but he looks good tonight. Rebounding well and passing well as Parker hits his first free throw.
And Ed's really got to step up. You know, he's a little banged up. He's got the ankle problem. But Ed's one of your senior leaders, and, you know, again, this team's going to go as Jesse Steele and Deion Shute, and Ed Waite's got to bring you something down low.
45-37, Mount leads. Parker's second free throw is also good. Now a 9-point Mountaineer advantage. They set up pressure here. Steele brings it up. Picks up his dribble. Over to DeLeo. Top of the key, Ed Waite. Over to Nicholas. Three from the corner. He rattled it home. 46-40 Mount.
I wanted to see Ed Waite catch an attack there. That time he caught and swung to Red Nicholas. Knocks down the three.
A contested three, too. It's almost like you take the good with the bad with Red. He throws up some weird shots, but he is a shot maker.
Absolutely.
Under 12 to go in this game. It's a 6-point game. Nicholas takes it away. Nice steal as Wack was driving. Nicholas, down low to Ed Waite. Ed will lay it in after the goaltending call. Count the basket for Ed Waite. Now a 4-point Mount lead.
And you're getting worried there with Nicholas. He's got a lot of traffic around him dribbling the ball, but he's able to find Ed Waite streaking to the basket. The goaltending Hawks get two.
46-42, Mount leads. 11:33 to go, second half. And we take the timeout with the action on the floor. A 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We welcome you back courtside to Knott Arena, where Mammoth trails Mount 46-42. And while we have the chance, we'd like to thank our friends at Top It Frozen Yogurt, the official frozen dessert of Mammoth University Athletics and the presenting sponsor of Hawkstars, MU Athletics' new kids club. Present your game ticket from a Mammoth home game at Top It and receive 10% off of your total order. Steve, Mammoth trails Mount by four, 11:33 to go in this game, but it looks as though this Hawk team is either playing with a greater sense of urgency or they're just, they realize that they don't want to fall to 0-2 in league play,
right.
One of the two.
And it looks like they're a little more confident, they got a little more pep in their step, they've been hustling all over the floor. Deion Nesmith, while we were out with technical difficulties, had a really nice play where he knocked the ball away, then dove into basically the scores table on our side here to press row to try to save it. We like seeing that from your leaders.
Mount breaks MU's pressure. As Wiggins is fouled by DeLeo about 30 feet from the basket.
And 30 feet from the basket, obviously not a good foul. That's now 14 fouls on Mammoth to zero on Mount.
Yeah, they play that pressure trapping style. And both teams really do play similarly. Wiggins between the circles with DeLeo on him. Steele guarding Rashad Wack. 11:10 to go. Wiggins gets a couple of ball screens. Double team off his foot right in front of us. DeLeo goes to the ground. Max and Wiggins battle for it. Still a loose ball. Loose ball again. Deion Nesmith comes away with it. 2-on-1. Bounces to Nicholas. He'll lay it in. It's a 2-point game.
And you just credit Max DeLeo's hustle and toughness there. Really in a scrum right in front of us. He's able to knock it away and the Hawks come up with it. And now we're only down two. Great job by DeLeo.
Near the midway point of this second half. 46-44. DeLeo gets his hand on one here. Dives and he keeps it alive. Over to Nicholas. Red for the tie. Fouled on the way up by Kelvin Parker. How about this spark that Max DeLeo has supplied?
And again, he's so long and so athletic. And he's so tough. And it's just a great job. Again, gets his hand in the passing lane. Gets a deflection. And then goes and dives on the ball and comes up with it. And he's able to get it to Red in transition.
It's, you never really hear a player who's 5'11 referred to as long. But Max is.
He is very long. He has a lot of long arms, very springy and athletic. And I know the coaching staff just loves his hustle.
Nicholas misses the first free throw, something that really hurt MU in that loss to Wagner.
And when you're coming from behind, you know, there's a mental edge here that the Hawks need to get up and get over the hump and tie it and then take the lead, you know. But if you miss opportunities to tie and you never get over that hump, it's a huge mental edge that Mount St. Mary's has right now on the Hawks still winning the game.
Nicholas hits the second one, so they're right there again.
Right there on the cusp, if you will.
And I will. Down one at 46-45. Norfleet double team. Throws one into the front court. Parker catches and goes. Alley-oop to Barber. Nice adjustment. He lays it in midair.
Nice play right there. Parker to Barber. Able to take advantage of the two-on-one.
Steele to Nicholas to corner. Three for the tie. An air ball. Parker pulls it down. Lead for Prescott. He'll catch and go. Out to Whack. Now they'll settle down as everyone comes back.
And Red's been shooting well this second half, but not a good shot. Deep in the corner. Contested. Defender all over him.
Under 10 to go in this game. Mountain up by 3. Norfleet's pass to Prescott. And he's tripped by Nesmith. That'll be Mamet's fifth team foul. Tough call on Dion as he was trailing the play and really just was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. 9:50 remaining. 48-45. Mountaineers on top. I think Krina, Steve, got a bloody nose earlier this game. He's over standing on the bench with gauze out of his nose. As Norfleet drills a triple from straight away.
You know, and that's the second time the Hawks go zone out of the out-of-bounds. They always do go zone, but Mount taking advantage of it, hitting another three off baseline out-of-bounds.
Ed Waite will break the pressure, lose it, and get it back as he crossed midcourt. Mount up by 6. Deion Nesmith drives. Pull up from just inside the arc is good.
Nice shot from Deion. Again, in that little right side 6-foot area that Gary Cox hit earlier, that's not an easy shot to make.
51-47, the Mountaineers lead. Norfleet on the left wing. Prescott goes down low to Barber. Barber moves on Ed Waite. Righty jump hook in the lane is good.
It's a great move. Barber has all the size advantage in the world against Ed Waite. Nice jump hook going to the middle of the lane.
53-47, Mountaineers lead. Under 9 remaining. Steele drives on Norfleet, gets him in the air. Shot is good off the window for Jesse.
Good for Jesse right there. Aggressive into the lane. Head fake, gets the defender off his feet. Is able to knock down the bank shot.
53-49.
Hawks have to get a stop. Sorry, Eddie.
Norfleet dribbling. Now over Parker. He's going to drive on Spinella. Tough shot. No good. Barber can't get the offensive rebound. Norfleet can, and he'll put it back in.
Dribble penetration leads to offensive rebounds. Defenders have to help on the driver, and then their guy is wide open for offensive rebounds.
Got a whistle here as Jamie and Christian was on the floor. Not really sure why they would stop play. Monmouth will inbound. Was it a sideline warning?
I'm not sure what that was.
Nothing wrong with the clock. 8:18 showing.
But it does get subs in.
DeLeo and Brown in for Monmouth. Wiggins and Danaher for Mount. I really don't know what that was for.
I don't know either.
Like he didn't. I mean, Jamie and Christian was pretty far in the court, but he didn't warn him.
I'm not sure, Eddie. Your guess is as good as mine.
No sense in guessing. Max DeLeo, basketball right wing. He's going to drive. Bounce one to Khalil Brown in the right corner. Khalil will dribble out. Now try a deep three. And it's no good off a couple bounces. Barber pulls down the rebound. Under 8 to go in this game. Whack, deep three. No good. DeLeo with the rebound. Head up. Outlet to Spinella. Steven does well to make a tough catch. And then Nicholas has it on the wing. We'll go top of the key, Jesse Steele. Mamet down 6. Steele around a ball screen. Pull up for 3 on the wing. Can't get one to go. Whack with the rebound.
Another tough shot with the 7-footer draped all over him off the hedge of the screen. You want to see the Hawks get better shots than that.
Norfleet. Hand off to Wiggins on the left wing. Now goes around a screen. Gets it all the way on the right wing. Double team. Over to Danaher. The big guy puts it on the floor a couple times. Drives. Loses it. Ball out of bounds. They say off of Mamet.
And off the screen there, Khalil took a bad angle on his closeout. Danaher was able to get right by him and get to the rim. I thought he traveled a little bit.
We reached the under 8 timeout. Mount 55, Mammoth 49, 7:09 remaining. And we step out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
University Subs and Deli, located at Larchwood and Wall Street, has been a Mammoth neighborhood favorite for years. They offer free delivery to the MU dorms, and all students receive 10% off of their total order by visiting myusubs.com.
Eddie, Hawks down 6, 7 minutes remaining. They had some nice plays defensively where they forced some turnovers and then were able to score out in the break, get some easy baskets. However, then they had some defensive breakdowns where they give up dribble penetration and Mount St. Mary's is getting some easy baskets at the rim. The Hawks are in this game. They're only down 6. But when they get scores on the offensive end, they got to come back down and they got to buckle down defensively.
Mount to inbound to our right with Julian Norfleet.
Now, you're not going to turn a team over every possession. So when you're in the half-court set, you really got to guard the man in front of you, not let him dribble and break it down, and then you can help him recover and close out and shooters.
Wiggins with five on the shot clock is blocked by DeLeo. Max then takes the rebound. Great play by Max DeLeo.
Well, what a half Max DeLeo is having.
Mohammed still trails, however, by six at 55-49. Under seven to go. Steele gets around Wack. Nice pass down low to Nicholas. Red, tough shot in the lane, is fouled.
That's a nice, smart play by Red there, getting the ball. He wasn't really balanced. He wasn't in a great position. But you know what he did? He just went to the rim aggressively and forced the call.
So Nicholas will go to the line. Tonight, he's got 18.
It seemed like Khalil was out for a while, didn't it? After his three-pointer, it seemed like he was out for a while. Let's see if Khalil can kind of get back into the flow a little bit.
I was kind of shocked by his point total because we're not getting stats. So you look down, you see 18, you go, wow, really? He misses his first free throw here. Prescott checks back in. Danaher takes a seat. Nicholas leading the way for MU. For Mount St. Mary's, as they bring Kelvin Parker back into the game. Two players, Norfleet and Krina, both have 11, along with Sam Prescott, weirdly enough. Balanced scoring for Mount. Not many guys have scored, but the ones that have are at or near double digits. Nicholas hits his second, 55-50. Mount now leads, 6:30 remaining. Stay tuned post-game. We will be joined by King Rice. Win or lose, MU trying, however, to snap this six-game losing streak and win their first game in the Northeast Conference. Parker tried to hand a Norfleet to Leo, got a hand on it, and then dives to the floor. Ahead to Nicholas, and then Nicholas loses it. Parker with the steal.
Max DeLeo has been unreal in this half. That's now at least, I think, four turnovers that he's caused.
But then, as MU is done, they give it right back.
Turnover, turnover.
Raven Barber, the left elbow to Norfleet on the right wing. Top of the key, Rashad Wack, under six to go. 55-50, the Mount leads. High ball screen from Barber. Norfleet splits the double team. Flips it into the corner. Whack, triple. Good.
Norfleet was able to split the double team, get into the lane. Whack was wide open for three.
58-50.
If guys are able to split on that double team, it's going to break down your defense.
Jesse Steele loses it. Kelvin Parker ahead of the pack. He will lay it in. It's a 10-point Mount lead, 60-50.
And teams that hit threes and turn you over can turn this into a single-figure game, into a double-figure game in a hurry.
Coach Rice takes a timeout with 5 minutes, 13 seconds remaining, and Mount on top, 60-50. You can see the influence of Jamie and Christian. They've done it from three, and they've done it off of turnovers.
Yep, and again, you know, Whack, Norfleet splits the double, which you can't let happen. If you're going to hedge or if you're going to trap the ball screen, you can't let split happen. Norfleet splits, gets into the middle of the lane, draws the defense in, and then kicks to a wide open shot to Wack, who is their best scorer. So Wack's got a wide open look. He knocks it down. And you force a turnover. They come down, get a layup, and now you're down 10 after being down just 5.
And if you remember, a while ago was 1.
And, you know, I think there's something to be said for not being able to get over that hump if you're the Hawks, you know. Missed foul shots. You go there, you go to the line, you're down 46-44. You go to the line, you make two, it's a tie game. It's a whole new mindset. But if you never get over that hump, you know, it's tough to come back.
And you hear the cliche, but teams do expend so much energy coming back. You have to wonder at what point it runs out with a thin bench. Again, no Marcus Ware tonight.
Yep.
We near the 5-minute mark. Mammoth down by 10, 60-50. Nicholas is fouled, making a catch at the right elbow by Sam Prescott. That is Mount's third foul. That's it. Mount's got 3 team fouls. Mammoth with just 5, with 5:05 remaining.
And I like that, because there has been flow to this game, and it's also a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah, it makes it easy to broadcast, too. Jesse Steele to inbound. Got to throw it in quick. Gets it into Ed Waite, right back to Steele. Pumps it 3 in the corner. Spinella catches and drives. He's fouled out front by Prescott. That's Mount's fourth team foul.
You know, both teams go to zone on the baseline out of bounds. The difference is that Monmouth has had some breakdowns, and Mount St. Mary's has had some open looks at three off their baseline out of bounds against the Monmouth zone.
Steal to inbound. They'll have to throw all the way into the backcourt where Deion Nesmith will retrieve. Under 5 minutes to go in this game. Monmouth will need another comeback attempt like they had at Wagner. Spinella bounces it to Ed Waite. Ed, tough catch in the lane, and he'll miss the layup at the rim. Rebound pulled down by Wack.
And that was a strong move by Ed Waite. I think he definitely got hit down there going up for a basket. But he had a point-blank layup attempt.
Norfleet goes into the right corner to Prescott. Down low, Krina. Makes a move on Ed Waite. Backs him down. Lefty jump hook in the lane is good. 62-50.
And Krina taking advantage of his size advantage. That time going up for the lefty hook in the lane. Knocks it down.
Jesse Steele turns the corner. Nice pass down low to Ed Waite, who is hacked by Rashad Wack going to the basket. Two free throws for Ed with Monmouth down 12.
Just simple screen and roll basketball. Nice look from Jesse Steele and a very good foul by Wack.
4:19 to go in this game. I believe this is MU's largest deficit faced in this game.
It's amazing how fast the game changed, too. In a heartbeat, this game went from 5 to 12.
Well, foul shots, so important when you're trying to come back. Ed Waite at the line for two. Hits the first one. And MU, Steve, lost to Wagner 60-56, but they were only 10 of 18 from the line in that game.
And that's important. You know, free throws are huge, especially when you're battling back from behind, as they were against Wagner and as they are tonight against Mount.
You know, there haven't been many free throws either way in this game because both teams do play so similar and they do shoot a lot of threes.
Yep.
Ed Waite misses the second. Prescott pulls down the rebound.
Now it's a great chance to trim the lead with the clock stopped, but you got to convert.
Wiggins will go to Parker. He's top of the key with Spinella on him. Now Norfleet as we tick down under four. Mount up by 11. Norfleet driving with the left hand into the lane. Wraparound pass. Foul down low as Nesmith got Parker on the cut. Nice little play there from the Mount.
Yeah, and that's a great job by Parker. Cutting to the basket as Norfleet was driving. He didn't really have anywhere to go, but he cut basically right along the baseline from the right corner, was able to get himself open and shot attempt.
Mount leads Monmouth 62-51, 3:53 to go. We take our final media timeout. 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
I'd like to remind you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Follow at MU Hawks on Twitter. Visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics in one spot at gomuhawks.com/connect. 3:53 showing on the second half clock. Monmouth trails Mount 62-51. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti here with you at Knott Arena. Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. And Steve, Monmouth down 11. Really, there's no time like the present to launch this comeback attempt. It seems as though they get close. Mount extends it. They get close. Mount extends it again. Well, there's not too much time left to continue trying comeback attempts.
Yeah, and it comes down to getting stops defensively. The Hawks, as Parker's going to the line, the Hawks are going to have to get into early offense, try to get some quick hitters, and then on make, set up a press, and then you got to get stops.
Parker at the line, couple of free throws. Meeks the first one.
And if Mount St. Mary's makes their foul shots, it's going to be very tough for the Hawks to come back.
Now a 12-point game as Parker now has 11. His second one rims in and out. Nicholas pulls it down. MU down 63-51. 3:45 left. Nesmith around a ball screen right wing over to Nicholas. He'll try a triple. An air ball. Wiggins pulls it down. It's not an easy place to play. Monmouth's only won six times in 26 chances here at Knott Arena. Steve, doesn't look good tonight.
Down 12, 3 minutes left. They need to stops, and they have to make shots, which they struggle with.
Khalil Brown fouls Prina down low. It'll be 1-1, as that's Mamet's seventh team foul. It comes with 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go.
You know, when a team struggles to score like the Hawks do in the half court, when you fall behind, it is very hard to come back. You know, Wagner didn't have a field goal in the last 8 minutes, but the Hawks struggle to score. Plus, you start missing foul shots on top of that, you're just putting yourself behind the eight ball.
Christian Kreina at the foul line. His first free throw is good. Well, he shoots 25%, and he makes the first one to make this a 64-51 Mount lead. The big man with a couple of dribbles. Second one on the way. Hits him like he shoots 80%. 65-51, Mount leads.
And this game was a one-point game, Eddie, just a few minutes ago.
Steal. Right on the other side of half court. Driving. Now cut off. We'll go to Khalil Brown, top of the key. Right back to Jesse. Drives himself into the corner. Nice move. Finger roll at the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Norfleet. It's amazing how the looks the Hawks get, and they just can't knock them down.
Yeah, and that was a nice stutter move by Jesse driving baseline. I thought there was a block by Norfleet on the play. A little bit of contact, but no call.
Parker, with Mount leading by 14, picks up his dribble. And he throws one away right to Coach Christian, who did play for Mount, but the uniforms looked a little different because it was about 8 years ago. So that will go back to the Hawks.
Well, that's what the Hawks need. They got to force turnovers, but you got to convert on the other end.
65-51, Mount leads. 2:30 to go in this game. It's weird to think MU scored 51 points through 38 minutes. Can they score 15-2? Espinella's foul going to the basket. Foul goes on Norfleet. Mount's sixth team foul. 2:23 to go. Mammoth to inbound. Steele gets it into Deion Nesmith. Floater in the lane for Deion is no good. It rims out again. Mount pulls down the rebound, leading by 14.
That's where size helps. Deion gets into the lane, but 6'9 Kreina standing right there to contest.
Norfleet moves on Nesmith. Over to Wack. He loses it off his foot. Nicholas dives to the ground. Mammoth possession. 2 minutes to go. They're down 14. Nesmith, strong move at the basket. He is hacked by Kreina. They say it's a good block. He got hammered to the ground.
And that was a foul. Deion goes up strong. Kreina goes to contest his shot up high, but hammers him with the body down low. Should have been a foul. And now the Hawks should go to the rim now. No one flowed a game, though. The refs know they missed one there. Try to get a makeup call.
Jesse Steele knocks down a triple, cutting this Mount lead to 11 with 1:47 to go. Coach Rice takes a timeout. It's one thing if, first of all, you never blame officials because calls are missed both ways. And it's one thing if you miss an off-the-ball call, but when the call is on the ball at the rim and you've seen whistles all game.
No, he got hammered. He got hit. It should have been a foul. They missed it. You know, sometimes you just got to play on. I like having an understanding where the refs know they missed one there.
So I agree with you.
Attack the rim. Yeah. You know, maybe you get a call that maybe you wouldn't have gotten before that play.
You know what, though? That's something that the players have to recognize and then see that and use it to their advantage. But Mammoth does get a triple here from Steele. It's an 11-point game with a minute 47 left. All right, Steve, we saw Mammoth come back last year against Sacred Heart, kind of a similar circumstance, where they flurried in those final 2 minutes and won the game.
Well,
how can they do it tonight?
Well, they're going to have to get turnovers. They're going to have to get, Sacred Heart took some bad ill-advised shots in that comeback attempt last year. So they're going to have to get missed shots, bad shots, and they're going to have to force some turnovers. And then they got to take advantage.
Whack double-teamed in the backcourt, loses it, and they're going to call. Oh, it's actually a timeout taken by Jamie and Christian. It's funny how that timeout happened so quick. Whack didn't even have the ball. And I'll go over there with a minute 43 on the clock.
That's a good trap by the Hawks right there. Again, you got to try to force a turnover, get a quick basket, set up your press again. And you know what? Kreiner's not a good foul shooter, so if he does get the ball, maybe you think about fouling him. And if he's got an attempt at the rim, you got to go up and you got to foul him, not let him get an easy two. You got to make sure you foul him, though, without letting him get the shot off and making the basket.
Well, here's the thing. If it's a time game now, it's obviously in Mount's favor. With a minute 43 on the clock, wait for the horn, and the Mount leading 65-54. Obviously, the Hawks need to get a ton of possessions in a hurry. Mount will give it up. They'll turn it over. But Monmouth has been equally adept at giving it back tonight.
Yes, they have.
Prescott to inbound. And he'll have to call a timeout. Good defense by the Hawks. Is really draining Mount's timeouts here. There is 31 on the shot clock. As now Coach Christian will draw up a play. Love to know how many timeouts both teams have.
That would be nice. Plus a stat sheet would be nice,
it
too.
It really is beneficial. My iPhone does get the player of the game tonight for supplying us with statistics. We do thank everyone for listening along the airwaves of 1160 and 1310 AM and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Thank Megan back in the studios for engineering tonight's broadcast. Your courtside with Steve Bazaz and Eddie Acapinti here at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland. It's a very tough place to win. Again, MU is just 6-20 here all time, but they did win here a year ago, and there's still a minute 43 on the clock. I haven't called a good comeback in a while. I'd like one tonight.
It would be nice.
Yeah, I'm ready. We have a stoppage of play for some reason. Officials are talking. You see what that was? I didn't know. Did you see what they were?
I didn't.
Yeah. A couple times tonight, there's just been interesting stoppages. Try to inbound to Norfleet. Nesmith knocked it away. And Steve, here's my question. Does Mount have till 25 to get it over, or till 20 to get it over now with 30 on the clock?
Resets.
So they still have 10 seconds. Prescott inbounds to Kreiner. Throws it right back to Prescott. Goes 2-on-1. Over to Wack. Spinella blocks him, but he fouls Rashad Wack. Good foul from Spinella, as it's only a 1-and-1 with a minute 36 to go.
But it's a great foul by Spinella. Because
active shooting, my mistake.
It's a great foul by Spinella because you don't want to give up the easy two. He gets a foul, making him earn it at the line. And that's what you got to do. If you're going to press up, sometimes you're going to give up layup attempts. You can't give up 3 points.
Wack does have two at the line with 96 seconds to go. His first one is no good. So now it's a great foul.
Great foul.
The other game currently happening in the Northeast Conference, a bit of a shocker. Central leads at Robert Morris. 66-61, 4:55 to go to go in that game.
Robert Morris would fall to 0-2 in the conference, right?
If they lose, Wack hits the second one. Monmouth down 12. They need points in a hurry. Jesse Steele, right wing, pumps it three, goes to Nicholas, top of the key. Now Spinella is going to drive. He gets all the way to the basket. He'll lay it in to cut the Mount lead to 10. Inbound. Prescott will try to bring it up with Nesmith. Loses it momentarily. Double team. Throws it over to Parker. And Mount's going to play keep away. They have four ball handlers on the floor as Nicholas has to commit a foul. He fouls Prescott with a minute 6 seconds to go.
And that's what you want to do if you're the Hawks. You score, you set up a press, you try to get a steal. Once they break the half court, or once they break the press, you get back in the half court and you got to give a foul to extend the game.
Prescott goes to the line. This one's 1-and-1. This is foul number 7. It's Monmouth's ninth team foul.
Prescott shoots 90% from the foul line.
Well, hits the first one. He's a good-looking player.
He is a good-looking player. Had a big game tonight. Hit a lot of open threes in the first half.
Hit them both. 68-56. The Mount lead. There's 66 seconds left. Steele in a hurry. Brings it up. Monmouth has to go and go fast. Steele gets a screen, pulls from three in front of Kreiner. Can't knock it down. Wack pulls down the rebound. Under a minute to go. Monmouth gives the foul. And now it's two the rest of the way for Mount St. Mary's.
You know, it's amazing that Jesse can even get that shot off, you know, because he's only 5'8", 5'9". He comes off a ball screen and the 6'9 guy hedges and contests that shot. Jesse's got to fade away a little bit. He ends up being short, you know, and it's a very, very difficult shot to make.
Mount St. Mary's looks as though they're going to even their Northeast Conference record at 1-1, improve to 6-7 overall. as Prescott hits the first to extend that lead to 13. I'd say an impressive number in Jamie and Christian's first season, as it looks as though Monmouth will fall to 5-10 and 0-2 in the league.
Yeah, and now it looks like they got some players here on the perimeter. Castellanos, their starting point guard, didn't even play. He's more of a distributor, but with Wack, Prescott, and Norfleet, they got three guys who can score and put it in the rim.
Steele gets to the rim, hits a layup. 70-58, Mount leads, 44 seconds left. We will be joined by Coach Rice post-game. As Mount inbounds to Wack, Nesmith fouls him. 42 seconds left.
Wack shoots 81% from the foul line.
Two major transfers impacting things for Mount. They get Prescott from Marist, and they get Wack from George Mason.
And they both shoot great from the foul line. 81 and 90% is how you win close games.
Well, we're not saying Mount's an NEC favorite, but I will say this, Steve. I am, as Wack misses his first, I'm impressed with Mount St. Mary's and the personnel they have. It looks as though this style that Coach Christian wants to play fits it fairly well.
And it looks like they have some players with some talent. You know, Krina is 6'9". He can play a little bit. You know, he's not a bad, he's a pretty good NEC big guy. Obviously, tonight taking advantage of the size advantage he has on the Hawks. And their guards on the perimeter look like they can score.
Spinella's going to drive. He misses a shot at the rim. Wack went 1 of 2. It's 71-58. Steven Spinella with a couple of free throws now with 35.2 seconds left.
Just seems like, though, Eddie, that the Hawks just struggle to score. Even their makes seem like tough baskets against good defense, and it just seems like they're in a struggle to score right now, and I think size has a lot to do with that. When you can drop the ball down low into the post and get some points down low, points in the paint, it takes a lot of pressure off your guards, but the Hawks don't really have a pure back-to-the-basket scorer. You know, we saw Mount St. Mary's post up Krina, and post up Raven Barber, and they're able to back down and put up some jump hooks and get easy baskets.
Spinella goes 1 of 2, 71-59 now the lead. Inbounds, Mount is going to bring it up. Prescott will work on Nesmith. It looks as though Monmouth will not foul anymore. And now Wack. There's actually less time on the game clock than the shot clock, so Mount can run this game out, and it looks as though, Steve, they will. They're playing keep away on the perimeter, and it appears as though, as the crowd comes to their feet at Knott Arena, Mount St. Mary's will defeat Monmouth 71-59. The Hawks' losing streak continues. They're now 0-2 in the NEC, and they'll fall to 5-10 overall. They haven't won a game since December the 3rd. We will be joined post-game by Coach King Rice, and obviously going to be a disappointed Coach Rice. This Mount team lost to FDU on Thursday, so now Monmouth will fall to 0-2 in the league, and I can say it because it's my opinion, I'm surprised at that. Monmouth joins teams that are 0-2 in the league. How about these teams that are 0-2? LIU Brooklyn, Monmouth, and potentially Robert Morris if they lose tonight.
And LIU and Robert Morris are teams that are, you know, were preseason favorites to win this league. Obviously, LIU without having Julian Boyd is a big loss for them. But Bryant is going to be 2-0 in the league. You know, that's big. Mount St. Mary's at 1-1. They struggled last year. But let's be honest about something, and not to make excuses for the Hawks. Going on the road to Wagner, who in my opinion, I think Wagner's, as of right now, is, and I haven't seen Brian yet this year. I've gotten to see Wagner. I think Wagner's got a great chance to win the league this year, especially if Latif Rivers comes back and is playing well. So they go on the road and start the season at Wagner. Then they come on the road here to Mount St. Mary's. This is not an easy place to play, and we obviously see that Mount St. Mary's is an improved team. So that's not an easy schedule to start the year. Monmouth returns home. They play better at home, and they've got to come up with some wins at the MAC.
Mount St. Mary's improves their record against Monmouth here at Knott Arena to, if I'm reading this right, 21-6. They win 71-59, and they improve to 1-1 in Northeast Conference play. We'll take a couple of minute timeout. We'll give you the game statistics. We'll also welcome in Coach Rice for his post-game interview, and we'll get you caught up on that Central and Robert Morris score when we conclude our post-game show. Monmouth Falls at Mount, 71-59. We'll take a two-minute timeout here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here courtside in Emmitsburg, Maryland, where Monmouth fell to Mount St. Mary's 71-59 to fall to 5-10 on the season and 0-2 in Northeast Conference play. As now, with my broadcast partner tonight, Steve Bizzazz, we'll take a look at final game statistics, and they're brought to you by the Sonic of Tinton Falls. Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from Monmouth's campus in nearby Tinton Falls. Open until midnight, the Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. Well, they're not great if you're a Monmouth fan. The Hawks do get 19 from, actually a game-high 19 from Andrew Nicholas in the game. He adds 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of blocks and steals apiece. The other Hawk in double figures, Steve Spinella, goes 12-5 tonight. 8 points for Jesse Steele. But, Steve, the Hawks do struggle. They shoot 37% from the floor. They hit 6 of 14 from 3. And how about this? They get out-rebounded by a Mount team that gets, on average, out-rebounded by 9 a game and ultimately falling this contest.
Yeah, plus when you miss more shots, that actually, you know, adds to the rebounding total. And again, a big problem for the Hawks right now is that they're just struggling to score. And, you know, Jesse Steele was 3 of 12 tonight for 8 points. And Deion Nesmith in your backcourt, 2 of 6 for 4 points, you know. And you just got to get more out of those guys. And I don't want to keep harping on those two guys because it's more than that, obviously. You know, Ed Waite's another one of your seniors. He's a little banged up right now. He had a great game at Binghamton earlier this year, and you think that maybe he's going to start stepping up as that senior post player. But, you know, Ed Waite's another one that's going to have to start stepping up and adding to the scoring column because they're struggling to score right now in the half court. And if they don't turn the ball over or if they don't turn the other team over more than 20 times, it seems like that they're not going to win. And they have to also convert off those turnovers. You know, only 10 points off of turnovers is not great. You know, the Hawks have to get that higher and higher and higher for them to win because they need as many easy baskets as they can. And then sooner or later, they got to figure out the offense. You know, Jesse Steele has to get it going. Deion Nesmith has to get it going. And then Marcus Ware, when he comes back from injury, and Ed Waite have to get it going down low.
We're going to be joined by Monmouth head coach King Rice for his post-game interview. Coach Rice's interview tonight is brought to you by your local Tri-State Chevy dealers. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. As coach, we're thankful to grab a few minutes of your post-game time. Unfortunately, the comeback attempt tonight not able to happen as Monmouth falls to Mount 71-59. 4 Mount players scoring double figures. And Steve and I were saying they have some pretty good players on this team that Coach Christian has to use.
Well, they did a good job. Jamian does a good job. I got to sit down and speak with him at the NEC meetings, and he's a sharp young guy. He went to school here, so he has a lot of pride and loves Mount. And his kids, he came in and he shook things up. And he has these kids playing extremely hard. It's a hard game to prepare for without a lot of time because they shoot a lot of threes. Any guy, they got 3 or 4 guys that are going to let it go. And tonight they made a few more than they did the other night. But tonight, I'll tell you what, my kids, really, we grew up today. All right, and I don't do the moral victories, but we really grew up today. Max DeLeo was awesome. All right, and Khalil Brown went out there and battled. Okay, and our kids just fought. Our team really grew up today. I'm proud of them. And if we'll give that type of effort on a daily basis, we're going to be a good team.
Yeah, coach, and that's exactly what I was going to ask you, was about Khalil Brown and Max DeLeo. You really saw flashes of what Khalil Brown could be, the versatile guy that he is, hitting threes, blocking shots. And then Max DeLeo's hustle was just incredible. And you know, I think we see why your coaching staff loves the way he plays so much.
I need to play Max more, okay? And then it will get other guys to try their hardest like Max does. And I told the team tonight, Max will be one of the first dudes off the bench and get more minutes from this game forward. Probably should have done it before. I'm trying to give guys some chances. And Max has just moved in front of a bunch of guys.
And, Coach, obviously tonight shorthanded without Marcus Ware, who against an undersized Mount team might have been able to do some things as now you look forward to the next game Thursday night. You get a chance to return home after, as Steve said in our post game, it's tough to play at Wagner, it's tough to play at Mount, and now you get two back in the MAC.
Well, it's we just got to get game. We got to get a win. Our kids fought hard enough at Wagner to win. They fought hard enough today to win, and unfortunately, we came out on the bottom end. But we, not that I like what happened today, but we grew up today. We grew up today. We got Marcus out, Ed with a bad wheel, and guys that don't play a lot played better today. And I didn't even want to mention guys that didn't play. Because I should really focus on the guys that want to play and got in the uniform tonight.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time postgame, as we do every broadcast here on the Shore Sports Network. We know this is a bit of a further trip, so I think we had a few more listeners tonight than we normally do, and I know you'd like to say hi to a few of them now.
Well, I want to say hello to my family. My wife, Summer, she's under the weather right now, and she's holding our family down for us while I've been struggling. And my son's Julian. I heard he was all over the place today. And then my other son, Alexander, got to watch his game before I went on the road yesterday. I'm very blessed to have a great family, and I'm very fortunate and blessed to be the coach at Monmouth, and I'm happy that our kids are getting better.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes here post-game. Have a safe trip back home, and we'll catch you next Thursday back in the MAC.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Eddie,
Coach.
And Steve, appreciate you guys.
That's Monmouth head coach King Rice joining us here post-game courtside at Knott Arena, where Monmouth unfortunately falls to Mount St. Mary, Steve, 71-59. And we'll wrap things up. Four Mountaineers in double figures, led by Christian Kreina and Sam Prescott, scoring 15 points apiece. And as we said, this Mount team, with the way they play and the way they can shoot, really can, I think, make noise in Jamie and Christian's first year in the league. They're going to beat teams that you're going to look down and go, I can't believe they won that game. And then they're going to lose, I think, to a few teams, and you're going to go, that doesn't make sense either. But they do have a pretty high ceiling, I think.
I think you're right. And obviously getting the transfers in from, you know, Prescott comes in from Marist, and Wack comes in from George Mason. That's going to help them a lot. You know, you add them to Norfleet, who's kind of been a man on an island the past couple of years without much help. Well, now those guys come in, and they provide a little bit of a scoring spark for Norfleet, and they have some decent size. You know, Donaher, I think he's a little bit of a project. He's still very, very thin and raw, as he missed some shots around the rim tonight. But Kreiner's a pretty good ball player. He's got great size. He scored around the rim tonight. He had 15 again tonight. So you put that all together, you got a team with some good scoring guards and a team with some decent size, Raven Barber off the bench. Get a team who can make some noise in the NEC.
Steve, before we take a look at our upcoming game, and that's presented by Coach USA, Coach USA driven with pride. We will do that right now before we look at the NEC standings. It is next Thursday when MU returns home for the two teams from Western Pennsylvania. They have St. Francis on Thursday. They have Robert Morris on Saturday, both games at 7 p.m. That St. Francis game, huge now, as that Monmouth will return home. The only home games over break are those two, and a really important one Thursday night.
And something important with the NEC, as always in NEC play, it looks like teams are knocking each other off left and right. You have to protect your home court, and you got to get rolling at home. And if you have a strong home court advantage, then you try to steal a few on the road. And that's what Monmouth's going to have to do. They got to get back on track. The kids just need some confidence, you know, and a win would be huge for them. So they got to come out in a very, very winnable game, play a strong game at home, protect home court, and get a W going into Robert Morris, who is also next week going to be looking for another win.
Well, I was just going to say that as we'll end our post-game show by taking a look at the Northeast Conference standings. I'm going to give you kind of a surprise right now. There's three teams in the league at 2-0, and there's three teams at 0-2. Everyone else is 1-1. Listen to who's 2-0. Wagner is. Well, you thought they might be. They're pretty good. But Bryant and Sacred Heart are 2-0, and 0-2 right now is where Monmouth, LIU Brooklyn, and Robert Morris find themselves, three of the top five teams in the league a season ago. We hear it all the time, and leagues like to say, well, anyone can win on any given night. Well, it looks as though that may hold true in Monmouth's final year in the Northeast Conference.
And that also means that Robert Morris next week is going to be aching for some wins. So when they come in Saturday night to the MAC, you want to hope that Monmouth is coming off a win, you know, because they're going to be a desperate team too. Hopefully not going over and for them to start the season.
So Monmouth will return to action on Thursday night when they welcome St. Francis to the MAC at 7 p.m. Tickets for that game still available by calling 732-263-5728. 3-5. Sir, great job as always tonight. We'll get you back in the MAC. If not for the call, I know we'll have you for pregame and halftime as we look forward to furthering not only what we do, but joining our other broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, all season long. Great job tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
We'd also like to thank Monmouth Coach King Rice for joining us. Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Kevin Williams and the whole crew at the Shore Sports Network. For my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball. We are on the air again Thursday night at 6:45 right here on your home for Monmouth Hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.